This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. We often talk about innovation within the Soy Checkoff, how new technologies and practices drive the industry forward. But it's one thing to discuss innovation in theory and another to hear firsthand from a farmer putting it into practice. That's where real insight and inspiration come to life. And we'll talk with a high oleic soybean farmer from Indiana coming up next.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your Soy Checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? Learn more about the innovative uses of soybeans at iasoybeans.com.
Last week, we had a chance to talk with Iowa farmer Rob Ewalt about the benefits of using high oleic soybeans in dairy cattle rations and the work being done by the United Soybean Board. Now we're shifting our focus to an Indiana farmer named Don Weiss, who is growing these high oleic soybeans to meet the demands of a rapidly expanding marketplace. His perspective sheds some light on how innovation is not just a concept, but a practical reality on the farm.
Our family farm, multi-generational family farm, is in Northeast Indiana. So the high oleic program that exists in Northwest Ohio, Northeast Indiana, our farm is trying to bring a premium back to every acre. And so that high oleic program has fit in well with our farming practice there, and being able to get those premiums for those high oleic acres that we're raising and taking into the processor, it's been a tremendous advantage for us, and we're glad that the United Soybean Board has been investing in those high oleic programs to bring that premium back to us as farmers.
Sometimes the concern for farmers has been finding a place to take high oleic beans. Weiss talks about the situation and explains it's not going to be the same as growing your conventional beans.
So, everyone likes to see just a up, straight up growth. You know, any premium program, specialty program, it's a little messier. Mm-hmm. So we have to work through that. And we have to be understanding as U.S. soybean farmers. But at the same time, we have continued to see growth. I think about the overall investment in high oleic soybeans and the rate of return that we've seen in the form of premiums back into the farmers' hands and bank accounts. It's 3-1. So far as of 2024. So it continues to grow. This feed inclusion into the dairy rations is a big deal.
We says this is just another way of expanding demand in the market for products we're already producing, and it's a win to get more demand for high oleic beans.
This is a way that we can differentiate our U.S. soybeans and be able to bring additional premiums back to the farm. And the exciting thing about high oleic in the dairy is that it's high oleic's raised in 16 states now around the U.S. Mm-hmm. With this, I think it expands. We're going to see high oleic acres grow in these areas where we see a heavy concentration of dairies, and that's just a positive as we look forward to the future.
And Weiss says getting started is not very difficult.
Different farms do it different ways. In our case, on our family farm, we have some acres of high oleic and we have some of commercial beans. And so we have to make sure that we're segregating that through the entire process when we're planting, and then when we're harvesting and storing those in the farm bins back at the farm. That's the main requirement. Naturally, it's a Roundup Ready only technology right now. There are some soon to be some E3 beans out there in the form of the Plenish bean, but right now it's a Roundup Ready technology.
We have more at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Hall.